Hello, everybody, and welcome back to MarTech Masters. Today, I have Mikita Mikado from PandaDog. He is the CEO of PandaDog, and I'm so excited about this MarTech Master. How are you doing, Mikita?
Hi, Gabe. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for spending some time with us talking about not only PandaDog, but how companies can use it to help them during this crisis. So first of all, why don't you introduce yourself? I know, again, a lot of people know PandaDog. We're using a lot of these services these days, but tell us a little bit about yourself and about PandaDog.
Sure. My name is Mikita. I am originally from Belarus. I co-founded a company called PandaDog, which helps more than 17,000 businesses to streamline their work with sales proposals, contracts, and other transactional documents. And we do things like help to get those documents signed. We offer software that does that. Generate those documents, collaborate on them, store and share them. So that's awesome. Essentially,
that's awesome.
What PandaDog is all about.
That's great. And before we dig in into the software itself, these are trying times. People are trying to adapt their business strategy in general. We've seen different types of businesses having different issues. Some of them have lost a lot and they're trying to adapt or survive. Some of them are in the adaptation already because they can keep running their business, but with different changes. And then some other ones are growing incredibly. What have you seen out there? What are some ways that people are pivoting their business strategy? And what have you done in PandaDog?
Sure. I'm an optimist. So I'm trying to see a bright side in everything that's happening. And what I feel has happened with the pandemic and lockdown is that the world got somewhat fast-tracked, into 2030. We were forced to digitize quicker. We were, I think, this is not the last pandemic that we're going to go through. Based on the data, the severity of this sickness is manageable. It's not going to kill the humanity, but it forces us to rethink the way we work, rethink the way we live, and kind of pushed us into the future. Mm-hmm. So the good news is that we got a really, really good training that the humanity was put through, and we now live in the future.
Definitely. What does that future look like?
For better or for worse.
Yeah. What does that future look like?
Yeah. Well, the future is digital. That's for sure. The future is digital, and it's global, but it is also not. It is, very different, right? It's very, very different, and we have to learn to adapt, and we have to learn to be happy in that environment, because at the end of the day, most of the components that are needed for people to survive, to be alive and to be happy are still there. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully we are going to kind of turn this toggle and switch and adapt quickly so that this transition period is not going to be too painful for us.
Yeah. And we are seeing that from all kinds of different businesses and from people also. We're seeing how people are adapting already. One great example is telemedicine. Before, certain doctors were not open to telemedicine, and now all that, that it's the new norm, and that's not going away. We're going to stay in that way. I believe that having more security, more safety layers is going to help in general. And I like that you're talking about a positive message. I'm also an optimist, and I love seeing the opportunity in everything. I also want to be respectful of people suffering, because of course there are a lot of people out there suffering, but there are amazing opportunities through every crisis, right? Like every type of crisis brings opportunities. And I love the message of focusing on those opportunities. And of course, every person and every company has different situations, but there's always an opportunity to adapt and change. And what we've seen is that companies or people that are not good at change, and they want to not go through the changes that life throw at us, not just the pandemic, usually suffer more. People that are open to change see better possibilities, more opportunities, and usually positive outcomes through that. I love that message of positivity. What are some of the business decisions that you at PandaDoc have made because of this pandemic? I love the idea of also, hey, we jump started into the future. We need to run our business like it's 2030 already, because there's no other choice. What are some of those business decisions that you have made because of this?
Well, PandaDoc is a software application that allows you to sign documents electronically. Mm-hmm. And how else are you going to sign documents other than through a product like PandaDoc when you're when you work from home, when you're in a lockdown? Like, mm-hmm. That's the only way. So what we decided to do is we decided to offer e-signature capabilities for free.
Oh, great.
And the reason we've done that is because, well, change is hard, and change is painful. And a lot of people are suffering right now because they have to, you know, they have to adapt. And, a lot of folks are out of business for an extended period of time while they still have to pay rent, or they still have to, they take care of other bills and expenses and so on and so forth. So we decided to offer this part of our product for free, so that people can remain in business. So that's kind of like external, what we've done to the market in order to try to help however we can. Internally, from the beginning of March, we all gone remote, and we tried to implement a lot of programs to help people undo that change and focus on the bright side. For a lot of PandaDoc employees, this is a very, very difficult transition. I mean, at times your job is your workplace is a very important part of your social life, right? Mm-hmm. And then that's being taken away from you by the pandemic. What do you do? So we try to come up with all kinds of different initiatives and programs to help our team to remain sane, happy, productive, focused.
That's great.
And actually, more than 2 months into it, I feel like we've learned quite a bit of this working remote skill. And we actually found that more than 40% of our workforce does not want to go back to the office after serving the team. So we'll see. We'll see how that transition is gonna, is gonna impact us. But at the very least, I hope that we all are gonna remain sane and happy.
Definitely. And it's what you're saying is it's resonating everywhere. We're hearing that Twitter is saying don't ever come back to the office, and Facebook and Google are thinking about the same things. I believe that the tech industry is also taking this very seriously, and and saying, why do we need to work in an environment, even though the environment creates. I was a big believer in being at the office and being together because it creates creativity and it moves, you know, things and creates more connections. But we've seen the same thing. Our agency is working even better than before, if that's even possible, because people are more productive, they're more focused. And as you said, it's important to implement those processes internally to help the team work as good as possible and have still good communication and positivity. Let's dig deep into PandaDoc and talk a little bit about how PandaDoc can help people these days. We've been using PandaDoc for years now. We move all of our contracts into PandaDoc, but what this crisis has done is it forced us, like you said, to move absolutely every process into PandaDoc. And what we've seen is that that reduces also a lot of the friction that we've had before, which is like, you have to come to the office and print the document and sign it and scan it and like all these different things that had to happen before. Now we're in the process of hiring someone and we put all the hiring documents inside PandaDoc, and that has been super smooth. And we have implemented new COVID policies in the company, and we use the bulk send feature from PandaDoc, send it to everybody. Everybody signed it, and everything was great. So these internal processes are being helped by the use of PandaDoc and software like PandaDoc. So tell me a little bit about how PandaDoc can help all kinds of businesses with these features, but also some of the processes that you have seen that you can help with and to reduce that friction that usually has with selling something and signing a contract or internal processes, internal procedures. Tell me more about how PandaDoc can help on these different places.
Sure, Gabe. We help to streamline quotes, proposals, contracts, forms, and all types of other transactional documents, documents that don't really change that much. Maybe, you know, a few things, client details or prospective employees details are going to change within that doc. But really, the doc is based on a template. You typically send those documents out of your CRM, ADS, or ERP, you name it, system record. So what we do is we help you to manage a library of frequently used templates, collaborate on those templates with your team, automatically merge templates with data coming from, again, CRM, ERP, ATS, you name it, deliver documents electronically to third parties, automate all kinds of workflows that exist around those documents, be that collaboration, approvals within your company, negotiation of contracts with your customers, going back and forth. You basically compress that whole workflow and reduce friction in it, because it's digitized, it's streamlined, it's simplified, and it's easy to use for you and your counterparties. And then finally, your counterparties can sign those documents with legally binding electronic signatures, fill them out, you can export data that they filled out. In case of sales docs, things like proposals, quotes, you can process payments through those documents. So basically, you can go from propose to close and get paid in essentially no time. That's the scope of our product. Document automation for sales, HR. You folks are utilizing us for prospective employees and existing employees. And again, all kinds of transactional scenarios where you need to send something out, collect data, get things signed. That's what PandaDoc is all about.
That's awesome. So in the beginning, you mentioned the whole, you know, we're forced to live in the future now. And of course, your company is helping with these challenges. What are some of the opportunities that you have seen out there in this shift that everybody's living in the future in the digital world? We're living in the oasis, if you have seen the movie. The question is, what are some of those opportunities for businesses out there that should be thought about and definitely developed?
Yeah. What we've seen is that over the course of the last 2 months, organizations that we've seen much in our sales funnel started coming in. Governments, municipalities, schools, all kinds of institutions, businesses, organizations that were a little bit kind of backwards thinking, maybe not as fast on adopting innovation, not as fast in trying to streamline, automate their processes. So what we've seen is that those folks started coming in and started digitizing their processes, started digitizing the way they work. And the good thing about it is that, say, as a citizen, I love that because now I can be, I'm going to get a better service from the municipality that I live in. That's great. That's great. They're going to get more efficient. Well, they're going to get more things done, hopefully. And that's pretty awesome. As schools come in, I used to go into principal's office to sign some like paperwork for my daughter's enrollment in daycare. And it's just like, it's a waste of time for everybody, right? Because I have to go there and then they have to process this like form and it just like, why? Now we see a lot of schools signing up. So that's great. I think a lot of the, a lot of folks that, relied on dated processes that are very manual, are now, going digital. And I hope that this is going to spur, creation of, new startups, businesses, and tools, organizations that accelerate that transformation, accelerate that innovation, and that's great. That's pretty awesome. Another thing that we've seen and we've done is launched a program that helps folks who lost their jobs due to COVID learn sales operations, revenue operations.
Nice.
And there was a lot of demand for that. So I think that now is a very good time for organizations to invest in professional training. Potentially to invest in future employees by offering training, ideally free of charge. A lot of people lost their jobs and are thinking about turning their career path one way or the other. And there are a lot of jobs out there that are hard to find people for. So training people to be able to perform those jobs, I think is a very, very, very interesting field with a lot of potential, great potential. So I hope that a lot of organizations, a lot of businesses are going to try to help people learn.
That sounds like a great future. Again, it goes back to that positive future and new future that we can create together. I like that you're discussing, first of all, innovation, how industries that have not traditionally been in the avant-garde and innovative, like schools and education and healthcare and government, they're now being forced to do that and be more flexible and more agile and use the internet for most things. That paints a future that could be a lot better and more streamlined and more about saving time and being happy. Like you started the conversation, being happy because you can spend more time with your family and not so much time filling up forms and going to the principal's office for a signature, right? And also, I like the idea of educating. There's so many resources out there that are free. And like you said, companies like us could put out there more resources to educate and bring people up to the standards that we need them to be hired for better jobs and raise everybody's, you know, way of life. So that's a very, very positive message. I like that a lot. Anything else you want to share, Mikita? This is your time. I want to always give, and first of all, thanks for being here. Thanks for being an awesome software partner for us and our customers and helping us and our customers close more deals to make it easy, reducing friction, all of our processes, making our employees happier so they don't have to like print and scan and sign on piece of paper and things like that. Even saving the planet, we have a couple of videos that we created about saving paper, and of course Panda Dog was on those videos. So many different positive things. Thank you for being here. But anything you want to share with us, this is your time. We always give our speakers, our guests, time to share whatever they want. So thank you again for being here and share whatever you have to share with the world.
I just want to ask everyone to focus on the bright side. These are very, very trying times, and it's not easy. We're forced to make a transition into the future. But as long as we can focus on the bright side and try to stay positive and committed to go through this painful change and come out of it on the bright side, we'll be fine. So be strong, be healthy, and be happy.
That's awesome. That's a great message, Mikita. Thank you very much again for being here. And stay safe, please, okay? Take care.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode of MarTech Masters was produced and edited by Nextany Marketing. To watch the series, visit our website at nextanymarketing.com. Subscribe to our channel to keep up to date with the latest news from our friends and MarTech Masters.